From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
And if you're listening on this week's edition of the Parker Livecast, this is another edition. So welcome to the Livecast. I'm joined by Lieutenant Kurt Bagby. What's happening? La Paz County Sheriff's Office. You and I have talked with each other quite a bit this week.
It has been a crazy week.
It's been a really crazy week for you. How many media outlets have you talked to by now?
I can't count that high. I'm a cop.
So, but quite a lot. And the calls...
Don't stop.
Yeah, they keep... Even while we were with you over there today, it was ringing off the hook.
I had to turn off the ringer.
Because everybody wants to talk about it. In fact, first thing this morning, you were on Fox News, the national Fox News with Bill Hemmer, the America's Newsroom, which is kind of their big flagship show. Everybody watches that show on Fox News.
You know, everybody watches it. I now know that.
Yeah, because you didn't realize until then. Have you been hearing
calling.
From a lot of people?
I have. Even the liberals in Washington, you know, the ones that, who I didn't think watched the show.
Right.
They watch it.
They've been watching.
They're made aware of it somehow.
Yeah. And so it was interesting. And that one was particularly interesting because it was kind of a little, I almost felt a little aggressive in a way.
I thought it was kind of negative. I hate saying that, but I mean, I was, you know, we both talked about the whole feeling for law enforcement right now can be negative. Not everywhere. There's a lot of support, but there's a lot of negativity. And I think he wanted to keep pushing that. And he wanted to control what we talked about. And it was, as far as he was concerned, making this person a suspect.
Yes, the person who put these skeletons down there. And so for people who haven't been, I don't know who hasn't been paying attention to this, but there are two skeletons on the floor of the Colorado River, on the riverbed.
Bernie.
And as we now know, Bernadette. We didn't know that until today. And there's been sort of this big mystery all week as to how they might have got there, who might have put them there, and for why, and all
this. And the mystery is solved.
And the mystery has now been solved. Yeah. Here's a little background to this. Lieutenant Bagby and myself and Josh Savino recorded a episode of the Parker Livecast last night. It was going to air be uploaded on Friday to the Parker Live website. And it's now completely redundant because everything in it is wrong.
It was going to be the greatest thing never heard.
Right, it is. It's like 40 minutes of pure gold that is gone forever. But it doesn't make sense anymore because all the information on it is old, and we now know how this came about. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how this transpired with the people arriving at the sheriff's office from Phoenix today?
The people today, I received a phone call, which I actually expected to be people who wanted to report drug activity. They wanted to remain anonymous. They were kind of almost whispering in the phone. They requested to meet with me alone at the sheriff's office. They had something they want to talk about. And then he even ended up inferring that I was going to send narcotics detectives to speak with him.
Oh.
Because, you know, he didn't tell me who it was or what it was about at first. And then when I realized what it was about, I'm on my way.
Wow.
So
you get this call and you're like, I don't know what this is all about, but I'm going to meet with them.
I did. Before I left, I figured it out. I realized what it was about. We got there, and here's a couple who I can't say in the 1 hour maybe that we spent with them, I cannot say enough good things about them. What a genuinely nice couple. There was I can say without spoiling everything that they had no intent of doing anything wrong. They were just two genuinely good people that were having fun.
Yeah.
No harm intended.
And the story is they show up anonymously, didn't want to give their names to you or to me or to anybody else, right?
Correct.
But wanted to remain anonymous and kind of keep their identities.
And he's such a good guy that he wanted to remain anonymous, but when I asked him to sign in, he did.
Which is great.
Which is impressive.
Yeah. So. I love the little details, though. Like, he brought his checkbook because he thought he might be in trouble and they might fine him or whatever. Yeah.
Everybody's worried about resources. Everybody's worried about, you know, what they call the stupid motorist law.
Yes.
If you cross a wash when it's closed, you're going to pay for the resources that saved you.
Right.
And that goes for pulling fire alarms.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. And in some cases, you were talking about last night how California is, you know, one of the speculations was that whoever put the couple of skeletons down there might have been from California. We have a lot of visitors from that side. And the fact that California takes this so seriously, anytime any resources are expended for something that turns out not to be very important, they almost always levy charges, fines, whatever.
And it's expensive.
And it's expensive, yeah. And so no doubt these guys, when they first heard that, they were like, oh, man.
They're probably thinking the worst.
They're thinking the worst. Well, I love this part in the article where they talk about that I wrote today on Parker Live. They sat there and kind of they were a little bit stunned after hearing that Bernie had been found. They never thought, and this is the big news, I think, from today, is they never thought anyone would find it ever. It was just for them.
And he doesn't even have a Facebook.
Right.
So he depended on hearing that from. No, I think they did end up seeing it on the news finally.
Yes.
But it might have been a day or so later. But that does go to show that, you know, they didn't have any intent of scaring anyone.
No.
They didn't have any. Their intentions were not to to create havoc, to have all the resources go up there.
Right.
You're right. They were genuinely surprised. And you could tell.
You could tell. And for the people who don't know, the story started Monday for you guys when you get this call about a report of human remains found in the river. And it was a guy just, what, out snorkeling?
Snorkeling. I saw some posts on Facebook on one of them. It's been, you know, shared so many times.
So many times.
Somebody was making reference to this guy. I'll tell you something. I did not know. I know his name, I think. I don't want to say it because I might be wrong.
Right.
But I didn't. The reason, if anybody's wondering why I didn't put him in the article, is I didn't know if he was embarrassed.
Yeah. Or if he wanted to be identified himself.
Right,
yeah.
Right. He may not have. But he apparently called Parker Pioneer. Mm-hmm. Said, hey, why didn't they? Nobody named me.
Oh,
and he was trying to get it out. And I don't know all the places he called. He called a few places.
He wanted to be named.
Wanted to be named.
Wow.
And I would say it now, except that I'm scared I may have the name wrong.
Yeah, right. So he's this guy just snorkeling. I mean, this thing is 40 feet down, so he's got to have been seeing it from almost 40 feet. You can't go that deep with a snorkel, right?
Right. The guy said 35 to 40 feet based on the water height. And right now that we're going into the summer months, there's more water going through the dam, so the river's higher.
Oh, okay.
So probably closer to 40 feet.
Yeah.
And I didn't even – I actually interrupted myself, but apparently some of the people were posting, oh, that guy's always snorkeling. If anybody's going to find something,
it's going to be him.
He's always looking for little treasures and, you know, sunglasses and stuff like that. So apparently that's very, very common for him.
So what a fright he had when he looked down and saw what he thought were humans.
You know, I make a living out of reading people. Mm-hmm. It comes naturally. We're used to doing it. And I'm 100% confident he was genuinely concerned.
Yes.
You know, he was wondering like, oh my gosh. You know, I just saw a dead person, and I could see that he was a bit distraught.
So. Right, because it must have been clear enough. And this water is really clear here for people who haven't been out there lately. It's a very clear river. So, okay, so he sees that. You guys come a-running and to try to sort of figure out what you're dealing with. And one of the things that I wrote was that, you know, what you had told me was that there's a lot of things sort of going through your head at that time. Can you sort of explain a little bit of that process?
Yeah. You know, if you're out in the desert, you know, we find most of our human remains in the desert.
Yes.
Otherwise, people come across them. They, you know, you're not going to find it in the middle of mm-hmm. Joshua. So we would typically go in the desert. And the first thing we do is we try to clear off the scene. Usually it's not concentrated. There's usually animal activity. You know, things get moved around.
Right, right.
So we try to clear off and get people as far away as possible. And then you need to try to find the origin. You need to find, you know, what are we looking at? Is this an adult? You know, what kind of, are we looking at bones or are we looking at, you know, is there still clothing and is there still a wallet? So there's so many different levels. But now when you're talking about bones in a river, and I'm sure all the listeners know that we're talking about the city of Cienega, and we know that it's up, you know, upriver, the midway point, give or take, of the river, up
yes.
to the Parker Strip.
Of course, I'm laughing because all the news stories basically got it as Cienega Springs, the city of Cienega Springs, this giant metropolis. This happened.
Yeah. Yes. So,
not,
you know,
not Parker.
If anyone has ever seen a deceased person who goes in the river, the first stage is they sink.
I've never seen I can tell you now, a deceased person in the river, ever.
Maybe I made that a little bit, maybe I'm thinking it's a little bit more common than it is.
Yes, yeah, right, probably
okay,
so.
I've seen a few.
Uh-huh.
They sink. And then, I don't know, this is a family show, I'll keep it
yes.
clean, but then they bloat. And when they bloat, they float, which is, you know, it's common. So then what happens is the people typically see them. You won't see them for 2 or 3 days, depending on how warm the water is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's warmer, they float quicker. If it's cold, they last longer, just like a refrigerator.
Wow.
Just like spoiling food.
This is stuff that I never would have thought of. Okay.
So they pop
mm-hmm.
pop up, rather, sorry. They will float down river, and typically people will see them along the way because it's not normal to see people if they're not swimming. And they call it in, and a boating officer or someone will go recover them. The only other option is to go all the way down to maybe Headgate or something and get, you know, kind of tied up. So,
and for the record, this doesn't happen very often.
No. It's not the 90s. You know, back in the 90s when there was, I don't want to say lawless, but in the 90s, there wasn't really much of a worry about drinking and driving or operating boats on the river and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a, from what I understand, a death a weekend, one or two deaths a weekend. It was insane. They had nicknames for this river.
Mm.
So some of the things that was going through my mind is, okay, if I truly have a skeleton here, the only way that's possible is either one, somebody found a skeleton and threw it in the river because it would have to, it doesn't stop halfway.
Right.
And then just turn into a skeleton and sink.
Okay. That doesn't seem likely.
Or it's the old days where they put concrete boots on someone. They sunk to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then they continue the process of the decay, you know, down there. So as I'm driving, I'm thinking this isn't probable.
Right.
And there's another factor. It's a small town. And whether you are visiting or you live here, somebody is usually missing you if you don't go home.
Right, so of course.
You always hear, you know.
First thing you're going to hear is a missing person's report.
A missing person.
Yeah.
And so you're going to think in your mind, oh, that would be the one from 10 years ago. We never found this person. Well, that hasn't come up.
That has never happened, yeah.
I cannot think of a time that that's come up. So the only people we get in our area for the most part that are unidentified or maybe dumped from other jurisdictions where people drive through. There's a bad scene. They dump them out of their car and they take off.
Mm.
They're not ever missing from our area. We have to figure out where they came from. And, you know, so.
Yes.
So in my mind, this is not making a lot of sense. The other factor is that I need to know what the body's doing down there. I wasn't thinking of sitting on a chair and I wasn't thinking that they had sunglasses on. I'm thinking if this truly is a, he described it sprawled out against a rock, which I guess that would make sense if you're looking down. It's on a chair.
Sure.
He thinks it's pinned up against a rock.
And these were reclining.
And they were reclining.
Yes.
They were reclining skeletons. So he probably didn't notice the sunglasses, I'm assuming, or the wig. So none of this is really making a whole lot of sense because even the bones would tumble.
Yes.
So the guys, the other day we bought a GoPro just a few days prior, Detective Draper and Detective Mayo, you know, I got them for the unit. And
little waterproof camera.
Little camera that has the waterproof case that can go in.
Yes.
And you can take it underwater. And mm-hmm. it was a great opportunity. Like, well, that was great timing. You know, that never happens. And they took it up. And I said, let's look and see what we're looking at.
Right. And you didn't want to disturb anything, right?
No.
I mean, if this were to be some kind of crime scene or treated that way or potential evidence in some kind of case, you didn't want to be disturbing it or...
No, because they go down and they start bringing stuff up, then I have no way of knowing, okay, what did it look like? Even though that may not have been the pristine condition,
yeah,
at least it's the last condition.
Right.
So if people start bringing stuff up to me, I have no idea. There's no way for me to do an investigation. So I asked, it was a Forster.
Okay. Yes, Forster. Yeah, the firefighter.
He agrees to take our GoPro down, and he's going to just film the scene for us. We can bring it up, and we can make our decision on how we're going to handle this case from there. And it did not go the direction I thought it was going to go.
No. No, so, you wouldn't think of two skeletons on lawn chairs having a tea party.
It doesn't make sense. It does now.
It does now.
But it doesn't. What I was thinking was like a Halloween costume, the black cloth with the white bones that makes you look like a skeleton,
mm-hmm.
had maybe fallen in the water and tumbled or something like that, or a toy.
Something that would make sense of
that
why.
Would make sense that would sink and be laying down there,
yeah.
You know, setting up lawn chairs and everything. But so we go back and there was no reason to go on scene and try to set up the GoPro on our iPad and look at it there, which is what we were going to do had it been a real scene.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason to because he explained, okay, this is just at the time a hoax or a prank.
Yes.
So we go to our task force office and they take it upstairs to the big screen TV and they hook it in. I walk in there and at this point, my mind is in 1,000 different places. This hoax or prank is not one of the things. But I thought the video might be interesting to look at.
Yes.
When I saw the video, I knew it was viral. I knew, or was going to be.
You knew instantly.
Immediately, because it was just such a cool video.
Yeah.
The way the diver came around the rock.
Uh-huh.
It's murky. It's spooky. You're
right.
Expecting to see remains. There's going to be a dead person laying there. And there's the skeleton with sunglasses on a chair. It's just really cool.
It's pretty dramatic. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what, I think you're right. I think that's why it went viral so quickly and why this ended up picking up steam. But, you know, nobody can ever predict where it eventually did go. You know, you posted it to your Facebook page at the La Paz County Sheriff's Office. I posted a version of it that linked to you guys. And then before you know it, there are people calling you from all over the world. So by now you've spoken to people, journalists in...
What? Oh, goodness. Australia, London. I just talked to a radio station in Canada.
But it literally has been everywhere. Associated Press, Reuters, Fox News, CNN.
Yep. Our own Fox News. USA Today. In Phoenix.
In Phoenix. Well, so this is happening all week long, and people are having some fun with the whole idea. How many shares have you seen just from your Facebook page?
Well, on my Facebook page, and I'm sure it's like yours, I can see what everyone else can see, and there's like 50,000
right.
views.
Yeah.
However, as the administrator, I can see the views of the views that the other people have shared.
Yeah, what everyone else has shared.
400,000. Now, I think that's bigger than Parker.
It is, but here's what's really, really amazing. When you type it into YouTube now, the Associated Press, for example, this is just one example, has a copy of your video
right.
that they've posted independently. That wouldn't show under your view count. It would show under theirs. Same with every other outlet that did it, every other news source online that did it, every other TV station. So, you know, when you add everything together, like even just your appearance this morning on Fox News,
right.
that's got to have been seen by 3 million people just alone. I'm saying the total has got to be north of 12 million, 15 million people that have been exposed to this story now. And so it is news, I think, certainly newsworthy here, but I think even abroad that the mystery has now been solved.
Do you know how I know it's gone viral? What proof I have?
What is the proof?
There are people actually requesting to be my friend on Facebook.
That says
a lot.
No one's ever done that before.
No, I don't have many. It's like my mom, my kids.
Right.
My wife isn't even my friend on Facebook.
How dare she?
I know. No, she is. I'm kidding.
So I called them David and Jill. I don't know why. Those are just names that occurred to me because they didn't want to be identified.
Right.
At least not yet. We're talking to them about that. But I thank you for your call to come over there and speak with them. And it was good. They had no ill intent. We found that out.
Right.
They wanted to do it for themselves. And they really thought no one would ever see it but them.
Have you ever met two more genuine people?
Never. No.
Yeah.
Really, really, really nice.
And they're from Phoenix. Go figure.
Right. Well, and we thought they would probably be, if they were going to be from anywhere, it would be Orange County or
right.
LA or somewhere like that. Oh, here's what I found out that you may or may not know. They have some family ties to the Parker area, some family that live here. And they said that I could release that, but they wanted to ask the family before they told us. So I got that call this afternoon to let them know.
Do you know them? I mean, you obviously don't have to say who they are, but do you previously know them?
I know of them.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
So that part's interesting, but I like the whole story. I like that these are dive buddies, a guy and his friend. The one guy seemed to have been scared to come down. Now, here's what's interesting. So I arrive over there, and you're just showing them into the building. And I tried to keep my distance, but it turns out they spotted me. And because of what I was doing with my phone.
She was an observant lady, too.
Very observant. And she thought I was trying to film her and stuff like that. You said they recognized me from Parker Live and...
You're kind of a celebrity, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So you guys go in there, and I just sort of wait out in the front office. But you were saying they were pretty nervous when they showed up.
Very nervous. They, you know, in the narcotics world, we meet with a lot of people who don't want to be known.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same mannerisms they had. They were looking over their shoulder. Does anybody see us? And she was genuinely thinking, I might drive home to Phoenix without my husband today.
You know, like he might be arrested.
Going into jail. So I couldn't tell them fast enough that I want them to please relax. Nothing's going to happen.
Because
just looking at them, I could see that she was nervous. I didn't like how they were feeling. I didn't like that they were feeling that we were going to do something.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be relaxed and just I tried to be as genuine as I could with them. And
and
it didn't take long. You know, they started loosening up and it ended up being a very fun conversation.
Yeah, it was really fun conversation and a lot of laughter. And they really did seem to be relieved. At least that was my impression.
Oh, yeah.
That they were relieved that everybody was so nice to them. In fact, that's what she said on the phone to me, that everybody was really nice. And, you know, the sheriff's office, I have to say, has come off very well out of this whole thing because across all the comment sections of all the news articles that I've seen, the one consistent comment is, you know, in response to the few people who say that this is some kind of problem and that this is, you know, bad and
I liked your answer, by the way, and yours to the
this is resource or waste of resources.
Waste of resources,
or whatever.
And you're like, no.
I think it was funny, mm-hmm. and you guys obviously did too. Most people did. And B, if anything, it was kind of a training exercise in a way that you guys got to go out there, test the camera, test the response of the divers and that sort of thing. And I mean, that's kind of the way you guys are looking at it, right? It wasn't a huge waste of resources.
No way. As a matter of fact, the one thing I have a tendency to interrupt myself and I get lost in thought and I'd go on a different path and I don't mean to, but earlier I was talking about Carl and Kyle, Sparky uh-huh. Conley. Mm-hmm. They've gone to some classes on how to collect evidence from while diving and you know, they were excited to go up and test it. But at the time, you also don't want to sit there and wait till all kinds of people are there. I would like to find out as soon as possible
what
am I dealing with?
Yeah.
And Forrester was nice enough to go ahead and take it down. He had his gear. They were ready. They were sitting there. You know, had he gone down and viewed actual human remains, he would have come up. We would have assessed it, brought in Carl Hartmetson and Kyle Conley and said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Sometimes when evidence is submerged in water, you have to leave it in water. We have to find ways to keep it in water, depending on, you know, how long it's been there. How quick is it going to start once it gets exposed to air? If it's metal, is it going to start rusting immediately? Is it this, that? So there's,
yeah.
And I was actually already trying to call the medical examiners, getting ideas on, okay, what are ways because they're going to have to receive it.
Yes.
And I want to make sure I give them the product they want so they can do the proper assessment. So
right, right.
My head was spinning at the time.
Yeah, it's I mean that's a huge deal as well. Hey Josh, what's happening, man?
Oh, nothing much.
So you've seen obviously the news.
I have.
Here's what's really funny. Kurt, while I was over at the sheriff's office waiting for your word to come in that it was okay to come in, cuz at this point I didn't even know if I was going to be able to speak to him. Josh Savino was there. Mm-hmm. What were you there for?
He was actually getting released from jail.
I was. Right. I was. You caught me on a good day.
Yeah.
I was actually getting out from – I was in the detention center. I was going on a tour as part of the youth day.
Yes.
I tell you, that is not the place you want to spend your life. That is not.
You were in the jail?
In the jail.
I've never been in there.
There was we were in the was it the play area? What a nice play area. Like it's a daycare.
Oh yeah, the playground.
The playground. We were at the playground. It's a basketball court.
The rec yard.
The rec yard. Triangular shaped basketball court with a fence.
See, that's how you know that this is all just BS. He really does not belong in jail. He doesn't even know.
When you call it a playground.
When you call it a playground.
Yeah. Well, so we went to the playground. and they invited in an inmate that was actually telling us a little bit of his story.
I heard that was pretty powerful.
It was.
Pretty amazing thing.
And I know this guy. His name's Brian. I know the guy. I used to work with him over at Roadrunner.
He was and he's in jail for how long?
Well, he's going to prison for 2.5 years. He's been there for 7 months here.
Mm. And that was one of our task force cases.
But yeah. And that was last November, I think. It was like busted last November.
Okay.
Or whatever it was, last fall at some point.
You don't imagine that being in your future, do you?
No. But he did have some really strong things to say about how he got into it and how he just kind of everything just kind of tumbled down.
Sort of regrets it. And
yeah.
And that
oh,
sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
So he's able to
He broke down a little bit because he missed his 4-year-old's birthday. He's a 2-year-old.
Oh, man.
Two teenagers, and he had to sign the rights because his wife's in there also.
And how long is he going away for?
2.5 years. Mm. And they signed the rights away to his kids.
That'll change your life, man.
You hear that stuff as a parent, and you're like, oh, Jesus.
I thought was neat was I heard that the some of the students were crying. Or at least
they were affected.
Affected.
Yeah, they were. You could tell that they were affected, and there was a couple students that did ask questions because he said, if you got any questions, I'll be completely forthright with you. And a couple, you know, kids did ask some questions, and mm-hmm. it was very – very powerful, though. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
oh,
there's a person that's doing the that's on the consequence end of the mistakes that you're told not to make.
Yeah, right.
This is somebody that's really. It's not on TV. It's not a movie. This is a real life person.
And there's no compensation. He's not getting anything for this.
No.
It's not like he's getting a reduced sentence.
Yeah, no, right.
No. He was just cooperating. He was in the kitchen when we went on the tour there. I saw him up against the wall. It's the first time I saw him, and I was like, I know that guy.
And he's telling you basically you don't want to be here. You don't want to be
here. You don't want to do this. You don't want to be here. You don't. Yeah, you don't. I mean, God.
No.
You know?
So very, very powerful for the youth. But yeah. But he was just coming out when I was
coming out when I saw you and I was like, John, what's going on?
And I said,
he told me.
I said, sit down.
Sit down.
So Josh sits down beside me and everybody else files out and I say, Bernie's origin may have become known.
Yeah.
I repeat, Bernie's origin.
It's very cryptic.
So
yeah, nobody
then
would get
I
that one.
And then I responded, do you need a lawyer?
Right.
Because that's how cryptic you're being.
Well, right. What was funny was when we first got there, I didn't want the people to be scared because the lady was very scared. And I know you missed the beginning of this, but they met in the parking lot and there was a stalker. He was in the parking lot and he was filming them. I don't know if you want to.
They thought I was filming them because I
that
was.
The guy from Parker Live is recording us as we walk in.
Right.
I'm like, what?
And I'm on FaceTime is what it is. So I'm holding my phone out and they think I'm taping them.
Yeah.
I had to give John the look. Like,
stay here.
Yeah.
Stay right
let
where
me,
you are.
Let me get them softened up here.
Yeah.
The look.
It was pretty funny.
And it was good. They were very, they were the nicest people
you've
ever met.
By the time you were done with them, obviously they knew, okay, there's not going to be any consequence for what we did.
Yes. Perfect. Yes. I love all the way through, though, this meeting at the sheriff's office. They're sitting inside a sheriff's department where they had gone in with her thinking she might be driving home alone or, you know,
well,
what I mean?
The dog was even in, and what do you call that? Kind of like a doggy daycare?
Oh, like a boarding house.
Boarding. I couldn't come up with that word.
Yeah. So they had put the dog somewhere in Phoenix?
They left it in a boarding in Phoenix, not knowing how long they were going to be, what the big bad cops were going to do.
Right. So we're sitting in this room. And what's funny is you guys came thick and fast with the jokes about having him in handcuffs or like the jokes about this.
And they're just like, ha, 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 very funny.
Yeah, but I think they were put at ease very,
by the end
very
of it, they were in light spirits.
I did it intentionally. I thought if I hit him fast with the jokes and show them this is a laughing matter, it's okay.
Yeah.
Then they can start relaxing.
Right.
Yeah, good. And they did.
Yeah.
So I like the point that you wrote about what they said was we always taught our children to own up to things that they did.
That was good.
That's
you
like
want to
a
talk
really good
about
example.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can do it justice because it was heartfelt. Mm-hmm. And I want to sound cheesy, but what she said was heartfelt. And
she said, we've always tried to teach our kids and establish with them that they should own up to any mistakes they make, that they should take responsibility for whatever they have and answer for themselves, be responsible people. And so the fact that they got in there car without the other guys.
The other guy kind of hung home. He's like, I didn't really teach my kids that, so I'm going to hang here.
That's not that I taught my kids.
Yeah, so you guys are on your own on that one.
And the way I interpreted it was, look, if I have any chance to stay out of the fray, I'm going to, this other guy. But he seemed to think that once he came back to Phoenix with the news that everything's okay and Parker, don't worry, we can still go back there and stuff. A couple of little pieces that I thought were very interesting. Number one, they had all kind of accoutrements. These skeletons, they had all kinds of accessories that we didn't even realize. For example, there was a beer can attached to the hand of Bernie at the beginning. It's not there now. Bernadette was not added until March this year.
Or named. Mm-hmm. As far as we knew.
So Bernie was alone for months before Bernadette. You think they've always been down there at the exact same time? No. Bernadette was added later. That was a big revelation.
And I had come to the conclusion she was clean and white because she was in the current. And it wasn't allowing the algae to stick to her, when in fact that may have been part of it. Most of it is because, and he had done some cleaning.
Right. This is the third big revelation. They've come back to dive down to Bernie multiple times since he's been there since last August, sometimes to clean him, sometimes, they added Bernadette. They would come back to the site,
That's so
and
cool.
maintain it and look after it. It's their own little private thing that they had no idea. And I genuinely believe them when they say they had no idea anyone was going to show up.
Why would you, though?
No.
I mean, there's just no way. It's like pouring a concrete pad in your backyard and writing your name in it.
But can you imagine that?
News. It's your own private thing.
Can you imagine that moment? She said that she was on Parker Live. Her sister had forwarded a link from Parker Live or had posted it that said something about Bernie, And she said the moment was they found Bernie,
They found Bernie.
They found
a little
Bernie.
Bit of a sinking feeling.
And it's like
a sinking feeling.
And I can't.
That wasn't like that. Okay. I didn't even mean to do that.
That's
I should have.
Very funny. No, I love this whole story. I think it's great, especially in light of all the law enforcement stuff that's been out there recently.
It's got a lot of legs.
Nah.
At least four.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I just love all of those little things. Here's some of the comments on Parker Live right now about this latest chair and the mystery solved thing. Thank you, David and Jill, with quote marks around it, because everybody knows that's not their real name, for a great humorous
awesome. How did they spell humorous?
They did spell it the traditional way, but I'm putting the emphasis on that. During these troublesome times, a lot of people feel like this is troublesome times, not just for law enforcement, as you mentioned, but also just in general. There's a lot of unease, and this is a fun story. It said, I'd love to buy you two and your dive buddy a cold beer. Bernie and Bernadette should be the guests of honor for the tube float next month. Someone else says the tourism board could not pay for the attention this is bringing to Parker.
That is true.
And yeah, you might have something to say about that, Josh.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. Especially since now Parker has been put out there instead of Sienega Springs or La Paz, Arizona.
Finally,
or
right?
Like that. Yeah, it's been good.
But when I was on the news, John said, "You know, can you please plug Parker?"
Yes.
Just make sure you correct it, you know, and make sure that you tell them it is actually Parker, Arizona, not
And you
Sienega
did.
Springs.
So this, did. Yeah, you did this morning. I did.
I said Parker in La Paz County, the town of, you know,
town of Parker, La Paz County.
Yeah, you crowbarred it in quite a few times, which I appreciate. I thought that was good.
That is good.
Do you want to listen to that interview?
You have it?
Yeah, I have it right here.
You know what might be fun is listening to the part where the guy is trying to force suspects down my throat.
Bill Hemmer. So he was trying to get you to call them suspects.
He was telling me, you know, Rick D'Amico and Fox out of Phoenix, they did an interview and they let me talk and they let me actually give the news. Mm-hmm. I think the Bill Hemmer guy was kind of telling me
what the news was.
He wasn't reporting the news.
Yeah. Right. He was telling you what you should
What I should say.
Yeah. He seemed very focused on the fact that this David and Jill, who he didn't know existed yet, are suspects and should be treated with some...
They should be treated that way.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people reacting on my personal Facebook and the department Facebook and all the other little media saying, you know, good job of kind of keeping him in line on that. And I did people... And at the time, you know... Your head's kind of spinning sometimes. I don't do this as much as you guys do. I'm not used to talking and
being live. Right, so you're thinking about it,
happening all at once. And so I didn't really realize it until I listened to it after the fact. And I was reading their comments.
Now they're trying to figure out who the prankster is. Lieutenant Kurt Bagby is with the La Paz County.
And I wouldn't have described that as even being accurate.
Yeah,
you guys are not looking for the prankster.
The whole thing was odd.
Right. Yeah. Sheriff's office in Arizona. Lieutenant, hello.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm fine. Have you solved this mystery, yes or no?
We have and we have not. We know they are fake, which is nice.
Yeah, I love that.
All right. That's half of it. Who put
That's
it there?
Half of it. That's the part we do not know.
40 feet underwater, right?
40 feet underwater, the Colorado River right in Parker, Arizona.
Any clues?
No.
We should give him a ding every time he says Parker. Did you say it once already?
Yes. Once. Awesome. Right.
Oh, sir. Just a skeleton and one scared snorkeler.
The snorkeler was from the Buckskin Fire Department. Is that right?
The snorkeler was actually just a resident of La Paz County, Parker, Arizona. He was up snorkeling, enjoying his day, and saw what he believed to be dead people at the bottom of the river.
And it turned out to be what, a tea party?
Just a little tea party with a couple of fake skeletons, and the Buckskin Fire Department came. They took my GoPro underwater. They checked it out and came up laughing.
Any suspects?
There we go.
No, sir.
Wow.
Any suspects?
You got a mystery.
It is great. It's great that we have a little levity like this. We're excited that something positive can come out of La Paz County.
Lieutenant, have you seen
the
movie?
That's a partial ding there. I said La Paz County.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, there you go.
That's
true.
There you go.
Yes, it was.
Muted ding.
Bernie's.
I have.
Do you remember a scene where Bernie's corpse falls off a boat and goes into
the
water?
No idea where he's
sir.
Going with this.
I was made aware of it, and I just don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. You think that's what's going on here?
We think that when the diver went down, he on the video, he scrapes off a little bit of the algae, and we kind of think that was the reference.
Wow. What a great
So many different things we could talk about other than that.
Yeah, there's so many other things. Honestly, last night when you called in for the live cast,
right.
We had so many better questions than this.
It was a much better interview.
It was a much better interview.
No. So you have no suspects, Lieutenant.
Again.
We have no suspects, and what we're doing is I'm trying to communicate to the ladies and gentlemen of the audience that we don't want to consider them suspects. We hope they understand that we're not looking to hold anybody accountable for this.
So that snorkeler's not a suspect, then?
That snorkeler, he was genuinely concerned.
Who's the suspect? Where's the suspect?
Yeah, geez, come
where's
on,
the
back
next,
off.
Where's the next suspect?
Did you shoot him?
Yeah.
The look in his face that he thought he had come across victims was genuine.
I see. He wasn't just a good actor, Lieutenant?
I'm sorry?
He wasn't just a good actor?
Everyone's under suspicion here at Fox News.
I don't believe so, but, you know, I've been fooled before. But then the embarrassment in his face when he realized they were fake was just as genuine.
Got it. Lieutenant, thank you for your time. And the bones have been recovered, I assume?
The what? Oh, you know what? We are planning on... some people, the only negative out of this whole thing is some people are upset that we're taking it out of the water. there are some safety things, some safety concerns we're worried about. But Sheriff John Drum, he's considering
another
making
plug.
Kind
All
of
right.
Like a geo.
Yeah, that's a half.
I have a ding.
Yeah, that's where John Drum gets a half ding.
Cash where people can go look for him. We may put him in different spots of the river. Yeah,
we'll bring you back and talk about that. Kurt Bagby, thank you for your time.
We don't want to talk about that, Mr. Bagby, so we'll bring you back for that one.
Yeah, I don't think he was very sincere about bringing you back.
I could feel that there was no interest in what I was saying there, so I tried to talk faster to get it over with.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk. He's been around.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say right there.
A jerk. I've seen him for many years, and he's been on all the news circuits in majors.
I didn't feel welcome.
You didn't feel very
He had his own agenda, like the story that he wanted out of this.
Yeah,
he wanted to convey it. And once he realized he couldn't, he was just starting to unplug himself.
Mary Hamilton, Parker Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
This is a good story for you guys, too.
This is a great story. And I just want people to know that I love the way the Sheriff's Department handled it, specifically Lieutenant Bagby. And
everybody does,
All of the interviews.
Except for that guy from, what was his name?
MSA. Oh, no, he was
Fox News.
Other than him.
Bill Hemmer, yeah. Just handled beautifully.
Thank you.
Just beautifully. And the sense of humor, the professionalism, but the sense of humor, the levity. I think it is a great story to push across America and the world, and that our law enforcement officers are human too.
Right.
And especially when we have all this bad stuff going on in our nation.
Really good stuff.
We have real guys doing this real job.
Mm-hmm.
And so something like this is actually marketing gold. We've talked about that. And
Bernie the Scout.
Bernie and Bernadette.
And Bernadette.
Yeah, that was
We didn't know about that till today.
Oh. Yeah, that was my meet Bernie and Bernadette.
We were trying to figure out what the name for the other skeleton would have been. And did we know it was female? I guess we assumed it was.
Well, actually, her top was off.
Ooh!
I don't know if you saw the picture, did you? She had a bikini at the beginning.
Yes, but this is Parker.
Yeah, but you have to wear pasties at least.
This is Parker. It did come off. Are the bottoms still on or no?
You know,
I guess I'd have to go back and look at that.
I don't remember.
I found it interesting that Bernadette did not go on the maiden voyage with Bernie back in August, and that she only joined him.
We learned
in
a
March.
Lot today.
Yes.
We learned a lot today.
Yes, absolutely.
But you can watch that video so many times and see
different things.
Yeah. You know, I never looked for shorts.
Right.
But there was a lot to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little sign right there. It turns out that was the date. That was the right date that it was
for him,
submerged.
For Bernie. They didn't do one for her for some reason.
Also, some other things that I'm trying to remember back to the conversation, that things that I might not have put in this article, things like this was done early in the morning. One of my comments the other night when we were talking was, how on earth did they do this in the middle of a summer Saturday afternoon with the traffic that typically is out on the strip and not be seen going down with a skeleton attached to a lawn chair with a scuba tank on? Mm-hmm. How do you do that? And it turns out it was really early in the morning. I don't know how early, but really early. And a little bit, the things that you had said was algae on the bottom and the stuff, all the silt would have been sort of stirred up.
If you sit there and tread water, you know, to keep yourself in the current, it's just going to stir up.
Right.
So you got to find a way to kind of hold still without kicking. It wouldn't be easy.
And the whole thing was attached to the rock behind it and attached. I mean, there were a whole lot of ways.
And I didn't know this, but there was a ski rope almost leads you to it. I think he said it was a ski rope that was taken quite a ways away so the divers could see it and kind of follow the rope like a path.
Hmm. If they didn't have a whole lot of visibility, they could find it.
Right.
Really interesting stuff. So I guess this brings us to the inevitable, which is what's going to happen to Bernie and Bernadette now? And it seems like the future of Bernie and Bernadette is unclear. Mary, you have some ideas. Lieutenant Bagby, you have some ideas. Josh, I'm sure you have some ideas. But tell me what you think the options are here.
Here's the options. The first thing we have to consider, and we had talked about this, is the fact that let's say, worst case scenario, some citizen does the same thing as this snorkeler and has some type of, you know, future issues. She or he claims to be, I was distraught. Mm-hmm. This scared me. We called law enforcement. They were responding. Vehicle accidents happened because of it. You know, I know that sounds absurd, but those
it's
are the things we have to take into consideration.
You have to think it through.
Then is this in a spot in the river where other things can happen? Like, let's just say the river comes down a little bit in the winter and there's a fisherman out there and he or she hits the boat and it actually gets connected or the rudder hits the chair. Those are all the things we have to consider. Now, we know this, what, 35, 40 feet down, so that's probably not a factor.
Probably not, but still, so, you have to think about it.
The one thing I did today...
Or the one thing that you said, sorry to interrupt, but the one thing you said to me today that I thought was really right on in terms of liability and the possible things that could go wrong here, if this becomes sort of a tourist destination, you could see that area becoming a little bit... You could see somebody going out there to try to go down to it and being right in the middle of the traffic
of
the Colorado
River. It's like a White House no-fly zone. It's like that because you're going to have too much congestion. And if this gets too popular and there's too many people trying to dive, and then you've got the boaters mixing with the divers.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are smart. They're going in the morning. They're leaving from the shoreline.
Yes.
They're going down, and they're not popping their head up where there's traffic.
Yeah.
Who's to say somebody who's never been a diver, never taken the course, gets the gear and tries to learn how to dive just to see our draw, Bernie and Bernadette. So what's going to happen?
There's a lot of factors that could happen with this. And there's a lot of what ifs, right?
What would happen is
think of all of them.
They would say, the La Paz County Sheriff's Department knew about this.
They knew about this. They condoned it. And all those people are saying, leave it in there. And be like, well, that was stupid. Why'd you leave it in there?
Right.
That's true. Yeah, you're darned if you do and darned if you don't.
So today I called the Bureau of Reclamation.
Mm-hmm.
And they, dictate what you can and cannot do in the river. They're sending a team. Let me rephrase that. They're having a team look at the video, look at that area as far as the dynamics. I explain the rocks, I explain the formation, and they are tentatively agreeing that it's okay and we can leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking for the future. Mary and I talked the other day. We leave it there for 3 or 4 months. Everybody knows what geocaching. Does anybody want to explain geocaching? Because I really...
Geocaching means a point in space by longitude and latitude that you can put out there and say, this is where the geocache is, and it's something of interest at that location.
And then GPS coordinates. It's like a scavenger hunt.
Like a high-tech treasure hunt, and you can go find it. If people don't know where it is, which, by the way, most of the people listening don't know where it is. Yeah. We know it's upriver. That's it.
Create a buzz.
Yeah. Someone said earlier.
Like Bernie was having.
Yeah.
Until he lost his can of beer.
A buzz, right.
A buzz.
It's a cool story and a cool ending. Does anybody else have anything to add?
Thank you, Lieutenant Bagby.
Yeah. It's great.
It all worked out.
It all worked out. All's well that ends well. Mm-hmm. And so the fate of Bernie and Bernadette, we shall see.
And then the only thing I have to add is when I get the answer from the Bureau of Reclamation, I'll get it to you, and then you can put it out and let people know. Yeah, just everybody relax. We're hopefully going to leave them there.
Everything's okay. Yeah. I think that some of the surprise that was in the comment sections was around the fact that they don't think their local law enforcement agency would have responded this way. They can almost see that it would have been an issue where they're from, and they think it's cool that there's a place in America still today where – when something genuinely isn't a big deal, nobody makes a big deal, and people think it's okay.
You go on Twitter accounts, you look at a celebrity, and they tweet, and they do something, and then you look at the responses to it. Mm-hmm. Some of the responses don't make sense. They're just people being mean.
Mm-hmm.
There's random acts of meanness.
Yeah.
And I get a little bit nervous sometimes when I do something, and I look at the comments and don't
because
know.
Because people can say whatever they want.
And one thing you did that made Parker Live a little bit, that I like a little bit more is taking away some of the anonymity. That does change a little bit, but some people don't care.
Your phone may stop ringing now.
Yep. It's charging. I had to bring my charger, that commercial, like the wall hugger. I'm a wall hugger.
You're a wall hugger.
My phone was dead by noon.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Lieutenant Bagby, it's been good.
I've enjoyed talking with everyone.
Thank you, John. Yeah.
And Mary Hamilton, thank you guys as well.
Thank you very much.
Josh Savino.
It's been a pleasure, John. It's good to be back on the Parker Livecast after a few weeks.
Yes, it's great. It's great. It's fun and great.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next week.
Yes, John. Have a great weekend. Weather this weekend, by the way, no idea. Hold on.
I'll do it.
You're going to look at it? Okay, you're going to look at it.
Sunny and highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s.
That's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Jeez.
Lows in the lower 50s to lower 60s. Sunday, highs in the mid 80s to lower 90s. Boom.
Boom. Taking the kayaks this weekend. Going on a kayak camping trip. That's what I'm doing.
There you go.
I just decided that.
Perfect.
The weather inspired me.
We'll see you next week, folks.
See ya.